This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. We are live on the station's application, which you can obtain from iOS and also Android. It's Cliff Central. However, you can also live stream at www.cliffcentral.com. I am the Global Citizen and my name is Gilmore T, and I'm glad you could join in. So last week, my conversation with ETV Scandal new character Chi-Chi, known to me as Mbuma Hux, was podcast of the week. Let me repeat that again. It was podcast of the week. So thank you all for tuning in and supporting constantly. I wish Mbuma Hux nothing but the best with their acting journey. Just remember, Sissy, to keep your legs closed for nobody. Don't open them at all. Don't. Because the industry is an entire animal, and if once they get in there, they get in there. So this week was packed with a lot of commemorations. Just yesterday, Thursday, the 21st of June, was World Music Day, a celebration of music that we enjoy today. So personally, I would love to know some of your favorite musicians up to date and why you love these people. So you can tweet me at Gilmore TWE and the station at cliffcentral.com, and also use the hashtag GTWE vibe to let me know what you think and who you love listening to and why you love listening to them. I personally love vibing to The Soil, Emily Sunday, The Muffins, Tarirone Gitare, Deluxe, Kendrick Lamar, Miss Lyra. The list just goes on and on and on and on. So to all musicians, happy belated World Music Day. I hope you are enjoying yourselves and you are producing good music for our ears, because we do not want it to be polluted. Conversely, on Tuesday, the 19th of June, was World Sickle Cell Day, something that I will be sharing with you soon. So I'm joined on the show by Tusubira Sheriff Chiraga. He's the executive director of the Uganda Sickle Cell Rescue, and also he's going to just touch a little bit and let us know what sickle cell disease is exactly, and how one can live with it, how you know about it, and how important it is for you to know what's in your system and in your blood. But also later on, before this conversation on sickle cell disease, I'm going to have a little bit of a conversation with a multi-award winning Zimbabwean dance group, Antivirus. These guys have been dancing for 10 years, and currently they're doing a lot of work in terms of creating a good living, being healthy, making sure that you stay fit. So everything just falls in together, because we're talking about sickle cell disease, and at the same time we're talking about how important it is for us to live healthy lives. So you do not want to miss this. Please stay tuned. Here's the interview with Antivirus, which I had at the Centenary Park in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. These are the guys that when you want to catch little girls, especially for you blessers, you need to be friends with them, because they attract a lot of young people. And Antivirus in the house.
Yeah, what it do, Gilmore?
Gents, how you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We all right, man.
Great, man. You guys have been dancing for 10 years. Or rather, let me start individually. Nyasha.
Yeah.
When was the first time you thought, I want to be a dancer?
I started dancing when I was young. Mm-hmm. It's natural. I was born with it.
Did you come out of your mother's vagina like dancing?
Yeah, like moon. So the first time I really discovered that I really want to do this thing, it was in 2011.
Alright.
Yeah, but I saw doing 2011, 2012. Mm-hmm. I was watching Antivirus myself.
Oh, nice. And now, yeah.
I was a fan. I'm actually a fan of Antivirus.
But I think that's a good thing when you are involved in something as a fan. I feel like you always do, like, you go an extra mile because you're actually doing it for the love of it.
True.
Yeah. Mr. T?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm G, my guy.
Yeah,
me as times I know like Antivirus since I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Me like I used to dance house.
Mm-hmm.
That was based in ASAP. So the time when I came back here in Zim,
mm-hmm.
I joined the guys Antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we are redoing it.
But then why join Antivirus? Why couldn't you join Kaya Arts or Ezimnyama or one of these groups in them? Or Rolex, is it still alive or they've
Rolex.
Or they have died?
Well, they're still alive. They're still dancing.
Yeah.
But why join Antivirus?
You move with the people that are moving.
So you're suggesting that Rolex and Ezimiyama and Kaya are not moving?
They're moving, but I don't know them. Just like I said, since I was young, you know, every year you're like, AV.
Okay.
The whole thing.
All right.
So there was nothing. They're like, Rolex, Kaya, all right.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, I just thought maybe you're throwing shade.
No, I'm going to do that.
And Prince, brother.
Yeah.
You have been like there forever. How long?
From day one. Yeah.
With you, I don't want to ask the same question, but when did you guys form this initiative that's now called Antivirus?
We started in 2011.
Mm.
Yeah, that's when we linked up. You know, we used to be rivals.
Actually,
right. You know, with some old members that are no longer part of the crew.
Uh-huh.
And then we decided to just create something bigger.
Uh-huh. It was
2011.
Yeah,
boom.
You know what, guys? For those that are listening, maybe you might hear some noise in the background. So these guys are so busy, so I had to catch up with them. And we're at the Bulawayo Centenary Park, which is in Bulawayo. And this is what you have to do when you have to get an interview, a conversation with some of these busy people in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, and you know, it's good because we used to practice here, like, you know.
Really?
Before we got, like, you know, places to... This is where we used to come.
All right.
Yeah.
So tell me about the journey. Like, what is the most, what has been the most challenging thing of dancing and Antivirus?
Well, you mean dancing in general or dancing in Antivirus?
Dancing in Antivirus. Because there's a lot of group dynamics. We can't run away from that.
Yeah.
So you might be like the Destiny's Child or children of the dancing sphere.
It's crazy because we get a lot of negativity from other people that are like in the industry.
Yeah,
you know, like, just being honest, I mean, I'm not trying to filter anything. We get a lot of negativity, like, abafanalaba, they feel themselves.
But you do know? Feel that yourself, Nyasha. I always think you feel yourself.
No, it's nature, like AV nature. So
you have to feel yourself to be part of Antivirus.
No, like, you have to feel yourself, right? For people to actually feel you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? Oh, lo, sekamba man.
We do nyashu blind, yeah, bo. Yeah, they look blind. So yeah, I can say yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with you, obviously, because you joined Antivirus when they had just started.
Yeah. Terms, yeah.
And what would you say was the most challenging thing for you coming in, and there's already some people that have been there for a while?
It's quite a challenge. And the other thing is, they are dance house, then the dance hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a challenge. But
luckily,
now you're moving together.
Yeah.
Teach each other house, mix it everything, mix hip hop, house, choreograph everything.
So do you guys do ballet too?
Not exactly. We do contemporary. No, but then we're training. Training to do ballet.
Okay.
It's there.
But you know, I like what you just said, because at the end of it all, you need to be able to evolve.
Yeah.
Because I feel like many dance groups in Zimbabwe and in the African continent, they're stuck in the same space and they fail to evolve. And right now, everyone is dancing to groom. And you can't stick to hip hop as Antivirus.
Yeah.
So you are bringing the element of house, where everybody has house music wherever they go. So that's evolving at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
But the most outstanding thing for you, though?
The most outstanding?
Yeah.
I think it's our dancing.
So you think you're the best in this camp?
Yeah. Like we're not trying to brag.
We're the best.
But we're just being honest. I think our dancing is outstanding.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Even though I say so myself.
Yeah, you say so yourself.
That's a real test.
Okay.
And our fashion sense too, you know, because most dancers dress like dancers.
Mm.
Like, I'm a bandana. Like, okay, it's allowed, but then you need to be
presentable.
Yeah, like you, Gilmore.
Are you guys presentable? Is that what you're trying to say?
We're saying we
can sell anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dress us with anything.
Yeah.
We can sell it.
Okay.
That's AV.
Alright, so if you just tuned in, this is the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. You can follow us on our social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEEVibe. And you can follow Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com. Or if you want, you can follow me at Gilmore TEE. And of course, Antivirus is in the house, so I might as well give out the handle, which is at Antivirus ZW. I got it correct, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll be back soon with more. When your parents were giving birth to you, were dancing out of their stomachs.
Yeah, not exactly.
Well, not your... Yeah, sort of.
Not exactly. Because for some of us, it didn't come naturally, you know.
Oh, did you train? Were you guys, like, formally trained to dance?
No.
It's something that you're born with.
Okay.
I mean, I was born with it.
But they were born with it.
The movement.
Oh, right.
Do you see one thing that I'll say about the AV movement?
Uh-huh.
You don't just dance for AV just because you're a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a particular movement that we do.
Okay.
Which is challenging. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's not easy to be in AV as much as people might think we just made up just because we dope.
And you think you're the cool kids.
It's not even like that.
Okay.
It's a bigger picture.
So you were not formally trained, like you went to a dance school.
No, you're just
born with it, and then you started teaching yourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's still a cool thing, because if you are self-taught, it means like you feel like you haven't arrived. So you constantly want to improve yourself.
Yeah, still a work.
You know, unlike some people that have gone to university to learn to be an actress or to be a dancer, they take that classroom information and they feel it actually applies in real life, but it's a whole different game.
Yeah, it's different.
From dancing to going to Move with AV, what is Move with AV all about?
Well, Move with AV is basically, it states itself, it's moving with us, you know, which is moving
like
with,
what he's saying
with
he's,
time.
He's moving with the people that move, not other people, and throwing shade indirectly.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly. You know, but then there's like phases to it. The first phase of Move with AV, we decided to introduce fitness into this whole thing. As you know, like fitness is very important. There's a lot of fat people out there. I see a lot of fat ass.
You are body shaming. Why would you say someone is fat? Like in this
day
and age,
there's a lot of calories. There's a lot. People have a lot of calories.
I won't mention obese
people out here in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
You know, so we're trying to use our dance skills to help people to lose weight and you know stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because health, your health is very important, and fitness is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we've created this, and
I mean, but also at the same time, I feel, you know, because when you talk about being healthy, people think of this scary thing where you have to eat vegetables, where you have to
lift weights. No.
When you think of actually losing weight, people feel of going to the gym and things like that. How different is your initiative from everything else?
It's different because you don't have to lose any weight. You know, you don't have to
What's up with this
lift
man?
Any weight. You don't have to lift any weight.
Yeah.
You're just dancing, man. You know, it's different from Zumba because now we're putting our AV movement, like Nyasha was saying, it's very difficult and very complex. We're putting it together with core exercises, cardio workouts, and all of that. That's how different it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's got people have fun flavor. At the same time when they
I mean, you've come to one of our, you've come to a couple.
I've come. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I've gone, not come like the other one. I've gone.
Yeah, he never. Yeah, Jumo did not come. He came.
I've gone. No, I've gone.
He arrived. You know, one of our two of our events. Yeah, it looked like you had fun.
Yeah, it's a bit it's fun, right? But at the end of it all, when you go home, you're like, shit.
Yeah,
I've been doing a lot of things.
That's why it's a lifestyle. You need to come every day. It's a daily thing. You know, you work. I mean, you eat every day, right?
Yes.
I mean, you shit every day, so you need
just have to say that. Anyway, it's okay.
So you need to work out every day.
Uh-huh.
You see, so that you can live that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people come to the gym or they go to the gym. And they expect I'm going to lose weight within 1 week or two weeks. Actually, it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You need to live your whole entire life. The rest of your life has to be like that.
And that is Antivirus just sharing on how they're using their talent dance to making sure that people keep fit and also at the same time enjoy the process and the journey of losing weight and being healthy individuals and making that a lifestyle. So basically, still talking about lifestyle and being healthy. A healthy person has a spherical red blood cells, but one suffering from sickle cell disease will have rigid, sticky and crescent-shaped sickle-like red blood cells. So World Sickle Cell Day was established by the United Nations General Assembly Assembly in 2008 to increase awareness about this genetic disorder that can be cured and managed if diagnosed early. More than 75% of the global burden of sickle cell anemia occurs in sub-Saharan Africa, where scarce health resources and inadequate awareness amongst the healthcare providers and the general public contribute to the shocking rates of early mortality. With few data for neonatal screening programs and virtually no prospective natural history studies, true mortality rates are unknown in sub-Saharan Africa, but an estimated of 50% to 90% of infants born with sickle cell anemia is in sub-Saharan Africa die before their fifth birthday. So I really thought that seeing that on Tuesday, the 19th of June, it was World Sickle Cell Day, it is very important for us to have someone who's going to share a little bit more information about this and for us to know what this is about and also know the measures that we need to take when we find that we've got this disease in our blood cells. So here is a conversation with this incredible gentleman from Uganda. So on Tuesday, the 19th of June, we commemorated World Sickle Cell Day. And to those of you that have no idea what this is about, don't you worry, because I have an amazing individual in studio. So his name is, I'm going to say his full name because he was trying to correct me on how I should say his name. So it's called Tusu Bira Sheriff Chiraga.
Yeah, I know.
I tried. So a little bit about him: is the executive director of the Uganda Sickle Cell Rescue Foundation. He's also a Mandela Washington Fellow. He's also just a citizen and someone who's interested in public health, right?
Yeah.
Please just tell those that don't know who you are. Maybe I just introduced you in the wrong way, but how would you reintroduce yourself?
How would I reintroduce myself? Yeah. So ideally, my name is Sharifu Tusubira Chiraga, and I'm from Uganda, really.
It sounds flawless when you say that. I was struggling to say that. Of course, Sharif, I can say that. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, so I'm from Uganda. Yeah. I mean, Uganda is in East Africa. That's like next to Kenya and Tanzania. Yeah. East Africa community. Mm-hmm. That's where Uganda is. So, I mean, basically, my work, because I was born with sickle cell disease.
All right.
Sickle cell is a blood disorder. It's one of those diseases that most people do not know about.
Okay.
Especially if you're living in Southern Africa, because the prevalence here is probably 0.01.
All right.
While when you come to East Africa, West Africa, Central Africa, and parts of North Africa, it's really a big problem there. You have a prevalence that ranges from above 7% to about 25%, depending on where you are.
Okay.
In my own country, Uganda, prevalence is roughly about 13.5% for carriers. Mm-hmm. So ideally, it's a big issue that needs to be addressed.
So how does one know that they have sickle cell disease in their blood? Or just share more information about it.
So ideally, sickle cell, like I was still saying, sickle cell is a blood disorder. Blood disorder means it affects the red blood cells.
Okay.
The red blood cells are the cells that are meant to carry oxygen. So a normal red blood cell is meant to look like a donut, right? All of us know donuts. They have like a round thing. But so the sickle cell definitely it looks like a sickle or the crescent moon. You know the moon one or two days, like a C. That's how the sickle cells look like, and that's where they get the name sickle cell.
Okay.
So because those cells are sickled, when they move in the blood, the tiny vessels, the C's can easily get stuck. When they hold on to each other, they get stuck. So that could probably brings about the problems with the disease, because when blood is not flowing, oxygen is not being supplied, then pain will arise. After pain, complications come about, like organ damage, tissue damage.
Okay.
So that's where all the complications come
from. So these are the effects.
The effects that come from the cell sickling. So that's the issue. That's the general perspective of the disease, sickle cell disease.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So for example, because maybe someone is like, this is all jargon, what's one particular visible example that is there that one has the disease within their blood?
So to make it more simpler, we all of us know gutters.
Yes, we do know.
Yeah, so when you have a tree next to your house, the leaves can fall into the gutter. When the leaves fall into the gutter, water will not flow, right? So you have to, when water doesn't flow, then the gutter will be blocked. So picture the gutter as your blood cell, vessel.
All right.
Now the cells are not flowing because some cells are stuck. So because they are stuck, that's where the complication definitely come in.
Okay.
But an example, because they are not, I mean, it's not like there's a sign that you can tell, because it's a blood disease.
Yeah.
I certainly shouldn't have a sign that you could see it on me and know that I have the disease. But only in young babies, let's say for babies, like about 3 months or 6 months, would often have a sign we call dactylitis. In simple terms, to break it down simple English, they get swellings of the palms of the hands and feet.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so you wake up in the morning, find your baby hands and feet are swelling. Don't know what
does that happen with adults also?
No, it doesn't happen with adults. It's common. That's just a sign for babies to know that probably happens. But one of the commonest signs that you see, people often experience pains. Like they have pains everywhere that, I mean, you just wake up, you have pain. Because when the blood is stuck and doesn't flow, it results into pain. Because oxygen is not supplied to this area. So that's how pain comes about. So the painful crisis is one of the signs or how you could tell that someone is experiencing a sickle cell.
So for an individual that also has, like you're saying, in Southern Africa, this is not very common. What measures should one take in terms of going and being aware of if they have the disease with them or if they don't have, what measures are there?
So the best thing to do is to take a test. That's the best thing to do. The way, you know, from the from Uganda where I come from, I think the same person in South Africa here. Before you get married, people tell you to take an HIV test or hepatitis B or whatever it is. So among the tests would also advise people going to get married is to test for genetic diseases.
Okay.
This means in the blood of the lady or the man there, diseases that could be flowing in the family line. That's what we call genetics. So what we mean, to make it simpler times, it's like the way in a family we inherit height, we inherit color, we inherit
these
genes are inherited, not necessarily the disease, but the genes are inherited. The gene for height. So you say our family, all of us are tall because I got the gene for height, I've grown at all. So even in this case, we get a gene for the disease, but that will not mean that you're sick. Only when two people, you and her, both of you have the genes, when you marry each other, you risk having a child who has sickle cell. So sickle cell, in simple terms, it's a recessive genetic disease. So this means only when two parents have the gene is when it can manifest in the children. So if you have the gene and I don't have the gene, then definitely our kids have no issue. But the only way we can tell it is by taking the test.
But is it then sexually transmitted also?
No. So the biggest myth is that it's contagious. But that's a myth.
It's not contagious.
It's not contagious. It's inherited. That's why we are focusing on inheritance.
Yes, yes, yes.
The same way if you're tall and I spend all my time with you, will I get your height? No, it's your height is genetic.
No, because when you say that, because you said when you have kids, you are, they are bound to have that gene being passed on to them. So then how is it passed on to?
Because the genes, you remember when my mom and dad meet,
it was a sexually encounter.
So that's the whole point. So because they have to, the mom contributes, dad contributes.
Yes.
Each one contributes to the baby. So in that contribution in terms of genetic means, maybe dad is giving me skin color, mom is giving me weight. That's the whole way the genetic aspect comes in.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And you already mentioned that you
have sickle cell,
and this led you to advocating for people.
So the whole aspect where my advocacy comes in, because most people don't know about sickle cell, like you said.
Yeah.
One of the things you asked me was whether it's someone gets it, like, is it a sexual something? So because most people don't know about this condition, there's a lot of myths that's around it. The biggest myth is that this is contagious. So because people think that this could be contagious, people may not want to associate with you. Like, if I sit with this guy, maybe I'll get it.
Yeah, it's just like how people are very skeptical. I would rather how people are very not well educated about other issues like TB and HIV AIDS and,
that's
and cancer and things like that.
So that fuels the stigma. I'll give an example. So when I was growing up, often you'd go out to play. And I mean, people are like, no, don't play with him, he's sick. I mean, in my local language, they'll be saying, Temuzanyanae Muladde. You don't play with him, he's sick. Literally, as a child, you're being stigmatized because other kids are not playing with you because they've had their parents say you're sick. So that's the kind of stigma that comes up. When I went to university, I'll give an example.
Yeah.
I met this beautiful lady. I really wanted to meet, like, get cozy with her. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So one time I get sick and no one knew I had sickle cell, but when I get sick, I get rushed to hospital, and everyone knows. Now they're like, Sharif is sick, what happened? He has sickle cell. She tells me, you know what, I mean, I like you, but I don't see myself with someone like you who has sickle cell. So that was my turning point to come out and to come out and really say, you know what, if this is happening to me, I've seen these challenges growing up, maybe people are stigmatized, but I think I need to do something about it. That's how now I get into the active advocacy, to come out to advocacy to actively advocate to promote awareness. So that's the story.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as you're listening, we are here to just create awareness on sickle cell disease, and also just this past Tuesday it was World Sickle Cell Day. And you're still listening to Kill Motive right here on Cliff Central. So we'll be back with more with this amazing gentleman. He's going to educate us today, and we need to be educated about things that we take for advantage in our society and things that we're just basically ignorant towards. So don't you go anywhere. This is the Kill Motive vibe. Welcome back. So I'm still with Sharif Chiraga. So I was actually telling you that you should never tell people that your name is Kiraga, because I have a friend from Uganda and his name is Pochigwe. But you pronounce the K as T.
Yeah.
And then you said, no, I'm okay with that. But I mean, never be apologetic about your name. People should pronounce it correctly.
I mean, it's a big lesson I've taken today.
Like how you're teaching us, I'm also teaching you something.
I mean, we learn all the time, yeah.
All right, so talking about sickle cell, what measures do you take to sort of like keep up with the disease or to sort of like be in good health, per se?
So ideally, it's like any other disease. If you have malaria, if you have any chronic other illness.
Yes.
So when you have a chronic illness, it means this is a disease you're living with all your life.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, one should be as productive as possible. One example, I'm a Mandela Washington Fellow.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a non-profit I'm running. I have a family, a married wife and two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that means having sickle cell shouldn't mean you don't have a normal life. You should live as normal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So living as normal as possible means you probably should do everything. You should be able to live your life in a normal way.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first most important thing, let's go back to the gutter.
Mm.
When leaves block our gutter and the water is not flowing, often when we bring a lot more water and pour it there, the gutter will move.
Yes.
So that means in our lives, people have sickle cell, drinking a lot is the first priority.
So you drink a lot of water?
We need to drink a lot, because when we drink a lot, we have
a lot of water.
A lot of water, yes.
Not just drink a lot.
A lot of water, yes.
Because I'm thinking someone is listening, they're like, I need to drink a lot. They'll start looking for wine, vodka, and everything else. Yeah.
Water. So the water will help. You have increased blood volume.
Mm-hmm.
So you have more blood. When you're hydrated,
it
means you reduce the chances of these cells sticking together.
All right. So there's constant flow, actually.
Yeah, there's constant flow.
Yeah.
Just to see an example of the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, it's important what we eat.
Mm.
Because you've always heard of the saying that an apple a day keeps a doctor away. So ideally, in most of the illnesses,
I hate all apples though.
Oh, you can eat anything else. Don't be apple. But the most important thing, the food we eat has an impact.
Mm.
Yes, because as people who have chronic illness, sickle cell is an inflammatory disease. This means a disease that I have in my body that is not going away. It's chronic and it's causing other problems because it's there.
Mm.
So when I eat good foods, I mean, if you have an example of the food you should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
If you have,
I was going to ask, what's your diet like per se?
Yeah,
like,
so
what kind of foods, the
simple acronym is what we call it G-bombs.
Okay.
G-bombs, G is for greens, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Greens or veggies. These vegetables are good for everyone else because vegetables have an antioxidative properties.
Mm.
I mean, they help your cells rejuvenate. They help your cells grow up. They help your cells meet up the needs that they need. That's what the B is for. The greens. Then we have the B is for beans. So beans offer a good source of protein. Yes, you can eat meat, you can eat chicken, you can eat fish. But plant protein is actually a bit more special because it has no... You get little people have who are allergic to beans, for example.
Mm.
People may be allergic to meat,
yes,
milk, whatever.
Things, yeah.
But so beans are also one of the good sources that someone should eat because they also have antioxidative properties. Any kind of beans, white, black.
You sound like a doctor.
So I'm a biomedical scientist.
Oh, hey.
So that's the kind of way it is. So then we go to onions, the bombs. O is for onions.
Mm.
Onions, these also are good for health, because they have anti-stressive, antioxidative, all these properties that you need to keep your cells healthy and strong to build your blood, because we are trying to a blood disease, but I need to make sure my blood is as strong as, good and strong.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the G-based onions.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have mushrooms. Mushrooms are good. I found that my diet here in South Africa has been through with so many mushrooms. I mean, the mushrooms are good because they have properties that you won't find in other foods.
Mm.
They've been said to be anti-cancer. They help. Generally, all these foods are basically promoting giving life to your cell, because this disease affects the cells. So we are trying to give life to our cells. Once the cells have life, then the body will definitely have life, because the body is made of the cells.
Mm-hmm.
From the mushrooms, we have the berries.
Okay.
Berries are also good. any right. kind of berry, strawberry, whatever kind of berry you want.
As long as they're berries.
Yeah, as long as the berries are really, really good.
Okay.
Then finally, seeds. Seeds are often nutrient dense. I mean, any kind of seeds you want to talk about. Oh, these are foods that shouldn't miss in anyone's diet. So in addition to those, you can now bring in what we call the balanced kind of diet. You eat all kind of foods, put in some vitamins, put in what, put in some carbohydrates, portion. But ideally, those are the kind
of... It's just basically being able to be
being healthy.
And drink lots of water.
Drink lots of water. You probably improve your life and help make sure it gives your cells kind of strength that they need to make sure you can be as healthy as possible.
I think this is incredible because at the same time, while you need to be aware of eating all these kind of foods, when you also eat these and you include them in your daily diet, it just basically makes you a healthy person. So at the end of it all, there's really no, people should not have a stigma towards that because the same way you are obsessed about eating healthy is the same way anyone else with a certain disease needs to eat healthy anyway. So meaning we're on the same boat. We all are aspiring to live healthy lives.
Yeah, I mean, you said it.
Hey, this is interesting. I have a question on seeing that there's a commemoration every 19th of June every year. What can an average person do? Already you've informed us enough about the disease, you've informed us on how we can actually keep up with our lives and what measures we can take, but what can an average person do?
The best thing that an average person can do in society is one, show love to anyone who has any disease.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, if you're sick, I'll give an example. If any of us went to the hospital, the biggest thing that people need when they're sick is psychological care.
Because
illness sometimes doesn't come from treating me with the medicine, but the care and the love that you provide, even as a medical worker, even as a doctor, even as anyone around. So it's important as any one person there, not only for sickle cell. Please love people who have diseases.
Yeah.
Do you mean? Because when you show them love, you help them feel better about their lives because they're probably already stressed about the pain they're going
through. Yeah.
So love is the most kind of thing you need to show them. Two, as an average person out there, take the test. I know you may say, oh wow, I've heard of this thing for the first time, but like we said, it's genetic. You probably
it's
have
genetic,
no idea.
And you just don't know because you're ignorant about it.
We are global citizens now. Yes. I mean, South Africa, next time you're going to be everywhere. You never know, you're going to be marrying a global citizen as well. So take the test, really. Just take the test to know your status. That's the other most important thing that we can do to make sure we know. Because even if we're only sick or so, just take this genetic test. They're good for us to be informed. They help you make an informed decision about life. So those are the two key most important things that you definitely do. Also, sadly, if you know a couple that's getting married, tell them among the tests they're doing, let them do sickle cell tests as well. Yeah, do it. That's how you can contribute to these causes.
Yeah, and I also think in general, because I have a nephew of mine who's who's like 9 years old.
Yeah.
Every time I'm always like fight. Every time he goes and visits his friends, he comes with all these unhealthy foods. And I'm always thinking maybe another way of encouraging is that when we start with our kids, can we even if because sometimes you never know if they have the disease or not.
Yeah.
But just eating healthy for our kids
health is very important.
In general,
I think for everyone, only kids, every one of us,
everybody,
healthy.
Yeah. But what should people avoid, let's say if you found out that you have sickle cell and what should you avoid eating besides all the healthy foods? What else can we avoid?
I think the most important thing we're trying to avoid here, because dehydration could be a key trigger for you to get sick.
Right.
So anything that can dehydrate you, an example, coffee is said to dehydrate.
I don't take coffee at all.
I mean, artificial, like vodka, I talked about vodka. I talked about most of those drinks definitely dehydrate you instead of rehydrating you. So those could be limited because they do affect your body workout.
So if I am not in Uganda, but I want to be involved, how can we get like a hold of the resources that I could also use to sort of like maybe kick off? And I'm just interested in medical health or in public health rather.
Ideally, it's actually one, it's good that we need to know that we are global citizens right now.
Yes.
I like the fact that you call yourself a global citizen. I mean, it resonates with what most of us believe, that today we are not limited to boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So one, the internet is a big resource.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when it comes to sickle cell, like for us as Ugandan Sickle Cell Rescue Foundation, feel free to log on to www.uscrf.ugandcrf.org. UCA. Mm-hmm. org, that's uscrfuganda.org.
Just so can you repeat that again?
It's www.uscrf.
Yes.
Uganda, that's mm-hmm. UGANDA mm-hmm. .org. You can log on to that.
All right.
Basically, our Facebook page is still USCRF Uganda. Mm-hmm. Twitter, USCRF Uganda. So yeah. Just continue the conversation. They will probably always share, support, and be able to stay in touch to see mm-hmm. how we can mm-hmm. make sure sickle cell is known and be promoted.
Listen, you are a Mandela Washington fellow. Let's go a little bit to your upbringing. I know like now this is what you're doing. Yeah. But just tell me where you grew up and your dreams when you were pretty much young.
So I grew up in Kampala. Mm-hmm. So Kampala,
I love
really,
Kampala, and I love the rice from Uganda.
You love the rice from Uganda. Yeah. Wow, nice. So in Kampala, there's a slum part called Katanga. Mm-hmm. So Katanga is next to Wandeke. So basically, I grew up the boundaries in Wandeke there, where down this side is Katanga, and way above is the posh side. So that's where I definitely grew up.
Posh side.
Yeah. So I grew up to, my mom was a police officer.
Okay.
So definitely, I didn't grow up with, I think I was told that when my dad found out I had sickle cell, probably actually divorced my mom. So we didn't really stay up together. So I was raised by a single mother. So, but when I was growing up, because I was already...
We have something in common, man. Yeah, I was raised by a single mother.
Wow, well, that's interesting. Yeah. So, because I was already in hospital, I had this dream to be a doctor, to be a health worker, to make change to all the kind of people that are having illnesses. Mm-hmm. So I went to a Muslim primary school in Wandega, called Wandega Muslim Primary School, where I was, trying to go through school. Most of the ghetto kids were... It was a simple, basic school there. That's where I definitely grew up.
Yeah.
But along the way, I ended up... I think when I got to my P7 is like finishing primary school before you join secondary school. I was
really... That's like our grade 7.
Yeah, I think grade 7. Grade,
it was grade P7 8, for what? Primary 7?
Primary 7, yeah.
Okay.
From primary, we got to junior high school.
Okay.
Then senior high school. So that's still not happened. So at that time, really, like I told you, playing, you go out to play and kids are saying, don't play with him. If you hear people say, no, what day he see.
But you know what? I have to voice out on that. I just think also... Our parents, us as grown-ups, we should stop whispering things to our kids. Because I feel like kids are very innocent beings. And a kid will only know about race when it's spoken about at home.
True.
So a kid will only know about albinism as like stay away from someone living with an albinism condition. Yeah. Because it's said at home.
Yeah.
And I feel we as the grown-ups and as a society, we should stop saying things and trying to determine the future of kids. Because when you see kids playing by themselves, without any influence by the adults, they're just kids.
Yeah.
They're just friends. It's only when someone comes at home and they say Mlungu, I don't know what you call a white person in Uganda.
Yeah,
Mzungu. Yeah, Mzungu. It's only when you constantly say it at home, Mzungu, Mzungu. Yeah. A kid starts being aware of those things. But anyway, I just jumped in there.
So I know, that's our point. So growing up, really, I was seeing that kind of stigma existing in society because you'd be sick, they're like, I don't play with him till you go to school. Teachers don't understand why you miss like the past couple of 3 weeks. They don't really get it. They think you just want to, they just don't want to come to school. So I think it was really a struggle trying to balance up health and growing up as a child.
Yeah.
But definitely, life has to go on. I made sure, I think that because of the kind of way I was living, I was so determined to excel. Actually, I think I got a first grade. So first grade means we have like when you do the national exams.
Yeah.
I got a first grade. It was really good score.
So you're like.
Really
checked
good.
Up upstairs.
Yeah, I was checked up. Yeah, I was really good. So I got a first grade. So I ended up going to high school.
Yeah.
So I go to high school. I go to a school around still. It's in Kawempe.
Yeah.
Kawempe Muslim. So Kawempe like a suburb area.
Yeah.
Still, not really. It was one of the good schools at the time. Not really posh, but one of the good schools that you could any. Humble parents could definitely afford send kids there because we really had a reputation at the time. So that's where I went for my high school. So still in Kawempe, I would often fall so sick, and I actually used the opportunity to promote my awareness about the condition. But one thing happened to me in Kawempe that I think also influenced my life. So I joined boarding school in like form 3.
Yes.
On my deca, I have one of the classmates. It was called Abdul Swabul Kabugu.
Mm-hmm.
So Swabul had sickle cell. But different from me, because me, I told this to everyone in the dormitory. Everyone knew I would be sick, and I called my guys to massage my back.
But would they be there for you all the time?
Yeah, because I would be saying it, like, I was so open about it, really. That's, I wasn't an advocate, but I was open about it. My parents had told me that, you know what, tell people about your condition, because you never know what may
just
happen.
Just in case. Yes.
Just in case you get sick. So I was so open about it. So I would get sick and call my buddies, come and massage me, come and do this for me. But he still had the same condition, but he never opened up to me. Even when we slept on the same deck. Wow. So in high school, we had these beds like...
Oh, the double...
They have like three... They're actually
the what is it called? Bunk beds?
Yeah. So we call them deckers in Uganda.
Okay.
So we're staying on the lower one, or staying on the upper one.
I hope you were not one of those that would pee at night.
No, I wasn't peeing. No, really, I wasn't peeing. So I wasn't peeing, really. But the thing I wanted to bring about, one night he gets sick.
Yeah.
And when they're rushing him to hospital, he dies on the way because he got a problem with the chest. It's called acute chest syndrome, where the blood vessels in the lungs are not working very well, and you know, can't breathe. And he dies, and that's how they tell us that he had sickle cell.
Oh, wow.
So really, it hurt me, because I'm like, we were going through the same thing.
But he never
opened up to me, neither anyone in the... None of us, anyone in class or the dormitory, none of us knew about it. So really... That's still, up to this day, I still think, I mean, that was a really big shocker to me.
Mm.
That probably would have opened up, but definitely, I don't know why he didn't do it, but at least one thing I know is
maybe he was afraid of the stigma.
Yeah,
also.
So it still resonates with the stigma. Probably he didn't want to say he had it, because definitely part of the stigma. So it goes back to letting you know that there's really a big stigma. Another stigma probably I didn't talk about, growing up with sickle cell, often people would tell you that you're going to die. As a child, you know that people tell you, you go, wow, you're 5 years now, oh, you're lucky, we hope you, you
how,
know, 10.
How do you say such things to a person, yeah, and to a child?
Yeah,
also.
Really, and now that I'm working in the sickle cell space, I've been to families where people who have grown up, kids, as one girl shared to me and told her, in her home, when they're buying gifts for Christmas for other kids, they will not buy for her because they're thinking she's going to die. Only when Christmas is tomorrow, then they bring her gift, when they give everyone their gift, like in June or something.
So and there's a lot of, we need to do a lot of conscientizing within our
communities. Yeah, so the awareness was really, really bad. So that shows you how kids are growing up. We were growing up, not only me, most of our sickle cell, I'll tell you, they all have, at least at one point in time, experience this kind of stigma. That's why we are now trying to talk about it. Let people know that
people need to know.
You don't have to die. No one dies because everyone will die, right?
Yeah, no.
And, I mean, people die.
One way.
People die.
You can walk out and then this chip has to fall on you.
Ages. So it's not that we should really say that you have a death. So while with sickle cell, people would definitely give you a year of death. But you know what?
Like you're on the deathbed,
you're,
right?
You're going to die. I mean, you're now, what's, how old are you? Oh, you're 26. Oh, you've come so far, I think you've survived it. Wow. You're really, you've done so much. But ideally, yet, still being sickle cell should be as normal as any other person.
Yeah.
No one should expect you to die. But that's what's happened in society. People think that because we have sickle cell, they're going to die.
So do you somehow think that these challenges led to you, inspired you to actually doing what you're doing?
To do what I do now,
So in some way, just for a general person who's not, like, I always feel like sometimes we need to look into our society, and if we see something that we do not like, it should inspire you to do something positive about it. And it comes in any form of direction that you might be in a society where people are living with hunger, you know. You need to think of a solution. You should get that to inspire you to find a solution. Have you always wanted to do things related to medical? Or, I mean, growing up, obviously.
I did tell you as a child, because I used to frequent the hospital.
So that was stuck in your head throughout.
So that because it means that the professions I interacted with most were medical people.
Alright.
So that really gave me the zeal and the passion to have a drive for medicine.
So you never even wanted to be a soccer player?
Wanted, I like food a lot, so I wanted to be a chef. But actually, even in high school, I did the cooking class. I really scored A's. But I think the call for medicine and service to health was the biggest cause for me. Because I knew that I would be impacting myself and probably other people who have the similar condition like me. Because being someone who's sick, the best thing you want to do is always to be fine, be healthy. So you want to do anything that can complement, make that easier for you or other people. So that's where my calling for health science comes in.
Alright, so it's been an incredible time, and we would want to, for you guys to participate in just creating awareness about sickle cell disease. And remember, the 19th of June every year is World Sickle Cell Day, and you can partake in that.
Yeah.
If you're at home, you can partake in that. Go make sure that you get tested rather, and you know what you have in your system. Eat healthy. That's one of the most important things. One last word that you want to say to someone who's listening.
One last word, I think, let's have love. Really. Mm-hmm. Love is important. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest word. For sickle cell, take the test and show some love to those who are sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What an incredible young person. You know, Sharif is one of those very few people in the African continent that are doing a lot in terms of making change. Instead of just sitting around and complaining about an issue, he realized that he's living with sickle cell disease and he can also be a solution to other people's problems and also inspire many people to be able to take care of themselves. So bravo to him, and thank you so much, Sharif, for joining me here on the Kilmotifa on Clip Central. And you know what? We need more people like you, and we need them in millions and thousands across the African continent and across the globe at large. Still talking about living healthy and a good lifestyle, here is more from award-winning dance group from Zimbabwe, Antivirus. So does one actually have to be like interested in dance or be some sort of like a dancer for them to join your classes?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we dancing is just the fun part.
All right.
You know, it's about working out, man. It's about burning all the calories, like I was saying. You know, all the obese people in Zimbabwe. Hopefully now we get to touch Africa. You know.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then if you're not a dancer, you will come and learn
how to dance.
Know, how to dance.
So I think like when you learn new things, you keep your mind young.
Yeah.
Every time you learn a new thing, like even if you're not a dancer and then you're gonna go and learn one or two steps, you get excited and there's this thing that in your brain that says, I'm young, can you get that excitement? It's like you are a kid, you know.
And I mean, like for people like office people who go to the office, I mean, your numbers didn't come out right or you didn't score that deal, you're stressed out or whatsoever. You come to the Move with AV program,
mm-hmm.
you can dance away all that stress. All you
right.
know? So, yeah, it's also a stress reliever.
So, how often do you guys have these classes, Move with AV?
Well, recently we've been doing them every day at a former base, but then now we're relocated to Bodyworks Gym.
All right, and where is that?
That's in town, NRZ, Bulawayo CBD.
And now that is like the railway or the building?
No, the like building, like the tallest building in the city.
Is it 5th Street and in 8th?
Okay.
Yeah, in 8th Avenue.
It's just opposite Arden Slide.
It's actually not 5th Street and 8th, it's 5th Street and 9th Avenue.
9th Avenue,
Between 9th Avenue and 10th Avenue and 5th Street, there's a building called NRZ, and right there, there's a place called Bodyworks.
Bodyworks.
This is where these guys are dancing and attracting and shaping all these little girls to come
through
be a part of this initiative.
And the
over 17.
And the other thing, coming to the fitness training, it also builds confidence.
Alright.
Because by the time you're doing the dance and you're doing the fitness and you see the next person actually doing it, they're actually encouraged to do more.
Mm.
Be moving as a team. There's no such thing whereby we leave someone behind.
Nice.
That's why we're saying move with AV. There's no individuality like in gyms.
Listen to you sounding
AV.
And people, just because now we've moved like to a gym, please don't be afraid to come. There are weights at the gym, but for our program, there are zero weights involved.
Okay, so it's all like organic and natural.
Yeah, it's all organic.
Okay, no, I always prefer that one.
And we also like teach people like about their bodies. A lot of people don't know their bodies, you know. They don't even know what to eat.
What do you mean people don't know their bodies?
People don't know their bodies, you know.
Like do you ask people to strip and then you start pointing out their bodies? Or like, what's like, the story here?
There's potential.
Your body.
Okay.
Like, what your body can do.
What you can do with
I'm
your
just
body.
I just don't understand.
How far you can push your body.
Okay. Yeah. So you have like some templates or some pamphlets that you have available for people, or you send them digitally?
We usually send them digitally,
mm-hmm.
you know. It depends on how serious you are.
Okay.
Now, if you're a really committed client, so we will do everything proper for you. We'll give you hard copies
mm-hmm.
of everything. But then digitally, I think it's better these days.
Everyone is on digital. I mean, we're also online. So you can actually live stream on www.cliffcentral.com. Mr. T, what types of dances do you have? Because maybe I might be biased towards hip-hop and or whatever, certain dance. So can you just list some of the dances that you guys incorporate when you're doing these workouts?
Okay. When you're doing these workouts, basically, like, we are most focused on, we do mostly house. And then other workout, will be, it will be a choreography.
Alright.
And now, we want you to move to Zumba.
Okay.
Also, I think that's all the dances that we do when you're doing the fitness.
So it's quite a Zumba and a bit of choreography.
Choreography. Yes.
Yeah, like a bit Zumba, of not the original Zumba, but Zumba with an AV feel.
Okay.
We're moving with AV. That's what we're pushing.
Yeah, these vain people. they kept emphasizing on moving with AV.
Yeah.
But then, what else do I want to know about the turnout? Why should one come, actually? Because someone is listening and they're like, okay, these guys are talking about a dance with AV. Why should one come to your particular classes instead of going anywhere else?
I mean, you should come to us because, one, I believe that we're very fun. Unlike these boring personal trainers that you probably get, that will be all serious, all up in your face, and you won't get any results. Like, most of our clients, this is what they say to us. Like, they get trainers who are so serious, but then no results. With us, trust me, satisfaction guarantee. I mean, you will learn how to dance from the best dance group in Zimbabwe. You know? And, yeah, you burn a lot of calories. I mean,
then
you meet a lot. If you're a guy and you're into women, trust me, you want to come to this. Yeah.
It's like, I think I mentioned this earlier, like, these guys are like traps. They are like, the ones that traps all these girls.
You trap them for our clients.
For your clients.
For our male clients. You know, you come through. Yeah.
So, any last words for someone who's sort of like excited about this and they want to come and join in? What would you say to them? I want from individually, like, everybody should say something. Starting with Nyasha.
Okay.
Any last words to someone who's listening and they're thinking, oh, this is cool?
Okay, I can say this to someone who's listening right now, pull through, you won't regret it, trust me. Myself, beginning of the year, I wasn't even fit enough to actually look at myself in the mirror and be proud of my tummy. I'm just saying.
And where do we come again? Remind us, Tams.
So, for all our fans, for all every fans, if you want to come to, the reason why I want you guys to come to, because we are really want to work with you. We as guys as our AV, we want to work with you.
Yeah.
And if you can check in us even on Facebook, it's Antivirus,
ZW,
same thing on Instagram, also on Twitter.
Right.
If you really want to get a good body, good shape, please guys, you should come to.
Tamza. If you want to be in good shape for Tamza, and not for Tamza per se, but in good shape for everybody else.
Yeah, for yourself. For yourself. Good shape for yourself.
For yourself.
Yeah.
Good thing you have pants. And Numzana, abantu babuya ngaphi ngoba ufuna ukufika kuma classes akho?
Abantu, you come to NRZ, you know, like we stated, NRZ building, which is in CBD, Kobulawayo, first floor. Yeah, there's a gym called Body Works. Just because it's a gym, like I said, you're not using weights in our program. You're just coming, it's organic.
Alright, so Body Works is actually located at the NRZ building in Bulawayo, along 5th Street between 9th Avenue and 10th Avenue.
Yes,
right,
yes,
there. If you know Zesa, if you pay your Zesa, you would know where NRZ building is. If you go to Keb's bank,
crush.
It's right over there. It's former Crush.
Yeah, it's just once at nightclub called Crush.
Okay, you would know about the nightclub. I wouldn't know, but hey. This was Antivirus in the house.
Yeah.
It was amazing having you guys.
Thank you for helping us, Gilmo.
No, it's cool, man. So we're moving on to, you know, did you guys know about, actually, before I let you go, do you know about sickle cell disease, the sickle cell disease?
The little information that I got about it is that this disease, it affects you get a lot of blood clotting, you know, on your veins, so you need to drink a lot of water, you know, so that you can, so that your blood can flow properly, etc. That's all I know.
Actually, I forgot to ask this. So when people come to your guys' classes, do you also sort of like recommend some sort of like diet for them to take?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do.
And what's the most thing that you guys recommend to people to take?
Like for now, as you know, like this thing, moving with AV, it's something which is beginning. So we have certain things that we have to do first.
All right.
But it's there. Mm-hmm. It's there. You'll get your menu okay. of what you eat.
Okay.
Even working on getting even energy drinks, you know, like just to be hyped up when you're doing your thing.
Oh, nice.
Natural energy drink, like
organic. Like,
yeah.
All right. What an incredible thing to see young people from across the African continent doing the most and not just sitting around and complaining about situations and problems, but actually being the solution to these problems. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming through and sharing about how you're living with sickle cell disease and at the same time how you're advocating and educating those around you and the entire African continent as a whole. That's just an incredible gift that you have. And a huge shout out to Zimbabwe's biggest dance group, Antivirus, for sharing your gift with us, for sharing your talent with us, and for making sure that people live a healthy lifestyle through dance, something that you guys are gifted of. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing that. And remember, next week, same time, same place, I'll be back here on Cliff Central, www.cliffcentral.com, or you can download the application on Android and iOS and other phones that I might not know. And tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. on the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. But before I go, I just want to play this cool song by my little sister in the industry. Her name is Mimi, and it's featuring Reverb 7, who has the soundtrack. So the background music that plays throughout the show, that's Reverb 7. So they have a new song called Keta, and here is a Keta. And please don't go anywhere, because O'Neill is up next.
CliffCentral.com